This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots for November's election start heading to voters today. Voters can return them by mail or at drop boxes and at county vote centers where people can also vote in person. Election Day is November 2nd. One statewide initiative would change how the state spends some money. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Amendment 78 deals with what are called custodial funds. It's money that comes to the state from an outside source with guidelines about how it must be spent. For instance, the recent giant settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. Current law allows the part of government that gets the money to decide exactly how to spend it. In the opioid settlement case, it's the Attorney General's office. Voting yes on Amendment 78 would put money like that under the control of the legislature. Backers say it would bring more accountability and transparency. Opponents say it could make the process more political, lead to unintended consequences, and make it harder to spend emergency funding during a crisis. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A movie theater in North Denver is getting a museum makeover. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Museum of Contemporary Art bought the Highland Theater to create a new cultural space. The Highland building, which is more than 100 years old, will eventually offer affordable apartments and studios for local artists. A 400-seat theater there that was most recently used as a church will soon host art lectures, films, and concerts. MCA events at the Holiday Theater are scheduled to begin in December. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.